Nation, welcome in to another Blurry Hysteria.
I gotta pull up the Happy New Year bell. It's dusty. Why did I just get all these bells? I should have just stayed with one.
A year's worth of dust, grime, and Brent stank.
It's got a lot of regret on it, too. I don't know if it's coming off that way or not.
It's got a little of my stank on there, too. I was in there at one point.
It's got my Brent bell. It sounded like that's more of a Brent bell. Just not working.
Don't do it too hard, Brent. Don't blow an O-ring. So what's up, everybody? Happy New Year. Yeah. We got some news coming.
Yeah, we got to 2023 out not, the fucking door. News. Yeah, no shit. Yeah. How was your New
Same
Year?
Same old shit with us.
Yeah. Did you do anything fun for yours?
No, I got sick.
Got sick of fucking podcasting, so this is it. Yeah, it was low key, and that's okay. We traveled a little bit for Christmas, stayed home, close for New Year's. It was a good time. Ready for 2024, and we're gonna have some fun this year, and hopefully, fingers crossed, and you know the deal with this guy we met down south, horny guy, signed on the line. We'll have some horny. It's the devil. We'll have some live shows hopefully later this year, starting and stuff. So we shall see.
Could be fun.
It's going to be a lot like the Full Monty, but less English.
Fuller?
Yes. Fuller and less English.
We or put the man English, in Manchester.
Just not American. Anywho, yeah, man. We got some.
We put the Eads in Leeds.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so we got some. We're running low in the weird news coffers. We still have a few, true. But we need to get some more. Weird at hysteria51.com, W-E-I-R-D at hysteria51.com if you got ideas for Blurry Hysteria. And I just talked to the missing mad scientist, Mr. Cogswell. Hopefully we'll do another mad Blurry Hysteria soon. And we'll probably blow the dust off here soon on some sad Blurry Hysteria. Less sad and more just Kevin going, oh, God, oh, Jesus, God, when we tell him things about the world. So,
man, Chris Cogswell's still alive?
He's still alive. He messaged me the other day, and I said, who the fuck are you? No, he's good. And I don't know. I think he moved again. I know he moves like every 3 to 4 months.
That's what I was going to say. Where's he living now?
Yeah, he's always got, what's your name this time? Donald R. DiCicco. Okay, whatever. You just got to change it all the time.
Protect that witness, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Well, we got a rocky start this week, right, sir?
Well, I mean, call it how you seize it, but we do have a couple of stories that rock.
Yeah.
Shall I go?
Yeah, feel free to start the new year right. Less Brent, more David, I think that's most of the emails and messages we get. Less Brent, more anyone else. So go for it.
I will believe that when I fucking see it. This first one we're starting out with, it was sent to us a while ago, back in the summer, by listener Jane. Thank you, Jane, for sending this. The title of it is New Borrowdale Banksy Slate Sculpture Spotted.
Man, anywhere. So if I started doing it, would I be like the Berwyn Banksy or the Chicago Banksy?
Yes. Berwyn Banksy, because it's bees.
Berwyn Banksy. That world.
You got to have that tongue. Alliteration in there, yeah.
We do have a lot of art murals in town. They did spend a lot of money having that, which I really like. And all the people that suck here are like, why are you putting graffiti on the sides of buildings? I'm like, yeah, this beautiful mural looks way worse than a shitty fucking brick wall.
Yellow brick.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Not taking away from what Jane says.
It's all right.
Borrowdale Banksy.
Borrowdale Banksy. This is from the BBC, and this was back in June. There's somebody going around the Lake District out there in the UK. This is a place that's famous for getaways. People go just, you know, for weekend trips or week-long or whatever. Gotcha. It's just a nice little – it's like the Hamptons in a way, I think. I could be totally wrong, but I think that's my understanding of it. So anyway, somebody has started taking flat stones and stacking them in a circular pattern. I don't know if you've ever seen the...
No human stacks stones that way.
Well, thankfully, they're not claiming it's aliens or anything. You ever see it how people stack... You can do it with just about anything if you do it at the right angle.
Yeah.
And the right weight, you can make a circular stack of stones that will support its own weight. People do it with Pringles.
Every hands-on museum I've ever been to, which has a children's area, they have the archway where you can take rubber or foam blocks and make an arch like this.
Yeah.
You know, they always have that, like the learning annex or something. Or no, that's where you go to take night school, but the learning center or whatever at, you know, at the Museum of Science and Industry or
the Smuseum.
Yeah.
More like the Snoozeum. So, these are really cool. They look like if you ever get one of those, audio players on Facebook or whatever that, It's a circle, but it's the waveforms.
And it's beating out, yeah.
And it's beating and pulsing and stuff. That's kind of what this looks like, a snapshot of that. But people hiking over there, and they said this one was in a pretty difficult to reach location. But it's like a little semicircle of these stones.
Yeah, they're just putting it between like two, you know, a rock and a hard place kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like, it's pretty cool. I really mean that. Literally, it is cool. It is really cool.
And they have pictures of a couple different ones that people have found, and nobody knows who is doing this, but people just stumble across them. They're really cool. They're just nice at this point sculptures. And I looked it up, and there was a new one that they found in August.
Ooh.
I think there's been more since, because this one came from, you'll love this, propermanchester.com.
Oh, this guy's proper mad. He's building more. He's building more fucking Banksy sculptures. Take that, you non-art area.
So, whoever's doing this has kept on making these sculptures in the Lake District there and stuff, just in weird out of the way places the mountains and stuff.
Right, and it's so funny too. It is incredibly cool and incredibly basic, and that's what's cool about it. Is they went, I could make an archway there, and then they did it, and you go, oh, that's fucking cool. And somehow, you know what I mean? And it is the most mundane but cool looking thing, you know.
Yeah,
and
it's
also.
True.
Doing it, they say a person, I don't know if you've ever done it with the blocks, but I'm the fucking 40-something-year-old in the kids' center, like, move it! I'm putting them together. Yeah. I'm making the archway. It would be very heavy once you, because you got to start, like, you have to have help until you get the lean going, you know what I mean?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So this isn't a small undertaking. Yeah. And the rocks are from the area, but they're not right there. So there was a lot of work to get to a remote area and do this.
Yeah, I think so. Now, they did say in some one of these articles, at least, that some of them had either fallen down or, you know, gotten knocked down or something.
Which makes sense. Like, you know, the rocks are all jagged and they're slate-like plates, you know. You know, and anything wouldn't take much for it to fall. And
the
also,
wind
people
could probably,
suck.
Yeah, well, that too.
You know, so they probably go, look at that. That's amazing. I'm going to fucking make sure no one else sees it.
You know what else is amazing? Destruction.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Oh.
But the fun part is nobody knows who's doing it. So these articles say.
I'll tell you who. It's that goddamn Sasquatch. You said it's nothing woo-woo. It is fucking woo-woo.
It's the gray man of Ben McDewey.
They're like, who's doing this? And there's a Sasquatch behind it with hair hanging down over one eye. And he's like, I'm so sorry.
But anyways, yeah, pretty
sorry.
Pretty cool stuff, Jane. This is a, I don't know. It's like spontaneous art. It's stuff you just walk across,
it's so
come across
and too, when, like, no one goes, I did that. That's me. Mm-hmm. And it's also somewhere where, like, they could have been there for a while, and someone goes, whoa, probably people saw those and didn't even fucking pay attention too. And then someone goes, that's really cool.
And this could be somebody's like anger management class assignment or something. You know, but it's cool. It's a sculpture now.
Instead of going out in public and starting a fight for Fight Club, we did Angle Club. You had to go out and make an angle, and it worked out beautifully.
Yeah. We did Geometry Club.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah.
But I tell you what, I don't know if there's anything that would make me madder than trying to do that and having it fall over and over
and over. Oh my God. Yeah. No shit. I remember when I was a kid, I read somewhere that like someone had stacked like 4 or 5 golf balls. That was like the world record.
Oh, wow.
And I was young and I'm like, I can do that. And I could stack like 3. And then if I moved one towards them, they would all fall. I'm like, how the fuck did they do that? That was weird. I made like card houses and stuff. It satiated the bloodlust, so that was good. We're gonna roll right past that.
Speaking of that, it reminds me of 7th grade. We were doing a
speaking of bloodlust, 7th grade for me.
We were all given axes and sent out to the woods.
What school did you go to? What? All right. Choose your weapon, children.
So in 7th grade, it was just one day of class, and I feel like it was even like an elective or something. It wasn't even a real class, but the teacher had us build card houses of cards. And I was like killing it. I had like a 4 or 5 story card house, and it was stressful.
It had two rents coming in. It was beautiful.
It was awesome. I was a card land baron, and I was like sweating. This is really tenuous stuff. I've got to do this right. Blah blah blah, and then. A girl came in from another classroom to like talk to the teacher to give her a message or something.
I'm already angry.
Looks over and just smacks my card house down. And I was just like stunned. I was like,
so what yada yada yada, the one fuck? Thing left another, and they never found her body. Man, did she get in trouble? Did she get in trouble?
So here's the kicker. It was all a psychological thing by the teacher.
Oh my God.
To teach us about stress.
Holy shit.
And she told the kid to do this.
That's fucking genius.
It's genius. And also I'm still like, what lesson was I supposed to learn?
You're in your 40s and still like once a year you wake up.
I remember it.
My cards.
I wake up like my cards.
That bitch. Once a year, you just call her. You keep tabs on her. I'm still coming for you, Barbara.
Oh man,
that is funny. What a lasting impression.
It did, right?
I was like, we built.
This is...
We did bridges with popsicle sticks, and then we weighted them and see who built the best bridges to learn. Like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know math, but no one came in and. Rip them down. That's fucking genius.
I remember, like, that's the thing with schools, that we did have a lot of cool experiments and stuff that we did. You had the one where you had popsicle sticks and hot glue, and you had to put an egg in a cage and drop it from the roof.
We did that. Yeah. We could put it into whatever we wanted to make an egg.
Mm.
Not
ours had
not
a break. Limited supplies,
right? Like, yeah, but we didn't have to, like, we didn't have to make a cage, we had to put it in, you know, had to fit in like a thing, yeah, but yeah,
yeah. And one time we had a aluminum foil thing where we had a bucket of water, and whoever could make an aluminum foil raft hold the most weights that were placed on it on the water. I pretty much cheated with it. I mean, they were like, you can use as much aluminum foil as you want. And so, like, my dad and I spent the whole night making what looked like a rocket booster
Yeah.
But it was just a big cylinder of aluminum foil so that if it sank, it didn't matter because the way it was about as tall as the bucket anyway. So the water would never get inside.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And I think the teacher was like, okay, you won on a technicality.
Like, hey man, that's thinking outside of the box. Like I said before we started, you know, you got upper management material written all over you.
Anyways,
that's hilarious. That is good. You know, it's funny, like, you teach kids these things, and at the time, they think they're just having fun, which you are, but they are learning, and you take those things sometimes into life, like how your hatred for this one random little girl. You grow up and like you're never married and you're all like, what's wrong? Why do you have against women? I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
And also no cards in my house. kids are trying to play Uno and you're get the fuck out of here.
I say for my aluminum foil throne.
Yeah, no,
I decree.
No cards. I just decided right now. Okay, we're going to go to break real quick, and we come back. Another Rocky story, maybe less art, maybe not. We're going to find out. That's coming up on Blurry Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
We are back. We got more rocks. This one comes to us from Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania home is an entrance to a cave that's been closed for 70 years. And this one is from our man, I don't know if I say his name right or not, Dan Juntonen, Juntonen. Dan, you've sent us many. We've done it. I always say your name and I think, I hope I said that right. Call and let me know. Or just be like, or email me and be like, you got it. Or you're a fucking idiot. Whatever you want to say. You can only access
all of the above.
That's right. You can only access this cave from the basement of the home, and it's open for business. So, have you ever been in a cave? Like one of those,
yes.
You know, in the South, they're kind of cool, man. You know, you go in, they're always like one temperature and sketchy. I'd love to be someone that found those back in the day and there's no light in there. And you're just like, well, this is fucking terrifying.
Right.
Yeah. So this home sits between Greencastle and Mercersburg in Pennsylvania. Hopefully I'm saying that right, too. And it says the house is a pretty obscure, unique public secret. There's a cave in the basement, not a man cave or a basement that makes you feel like you're in a cave, but an actual cave that you can't get to unless you go through the house. The cave was discovered in the 1830s. This land is gained in John Coffey, like the drink, only not spelled the same, according to Uncovering Pennsylvania. But the story of how it was found is unclear, meaning they knew it was there, but they don't know how they found it. Probably walking, someone went, shit, and fell, but that's how I usually find things. People climbed down into the cave to explore occasionally. Then the land was leased to a small structure, was built on there, blah, blah, blah. Now it's a house. And the idea to make it accessible to visitors and, you know, the house, you know, it was closed for a long time is what I'm getting at. It was closed to public in 1954 after the land was purchased for limestone mining, and it remained closed for like 70 years. And then sometime during that area, you know, that 7-year closure, the home was purchased by Dara Black, and then, like a fucking badass, in 2023, reopened to the public. So you can go through the house, and you can go and see the fucking cave. And it looks like a regular fucking house. That's what's cool about it. It doesn't look like, you know, come on in, you know, it just looks like, you know, your normal place. And it's this giant fucking cave. It says, but what's an unbelievable picture didn't happen. Kind of scary to tell. It's not every day you run into someone who's, oh yeah. They're talking about if you like went in the house and you went down there, you would never know. And then you walk in like, holy fucking shit, there's bodies in here, you know, like just one of those weird things. And almost every cave I've been to, it's just like a normal building. And then you walk down and go downstairs, like you're in a cave, you know, all those, yeah. I mean, it just makes sense to me that you would want to use this for, public use and stuff like that. Also, depending on how wet they are, caves sometimes have to be shut down from people because they bring in outside toxins and, you know, shit, and it can fuck up the ecosystem. So I know, like, every once in a while they have to, like, be closed for a little while, depending on if they have water and stuff in them. And most of them, when you're in, they're like, do not touch, because, you know, you can fuck shit up. I want a cave. Not a bat cave, a hand cave.
Is this, does it go somewhere, or is there an end you can find?
Yeah, just a big cave. You know, tours take about 45 minutes to complete, and there's 3,000 feet worth of passageways.
Jeez.
You know, to get through it, you know, so.
That's when I'd be worried about the chuds coming up, I guess.
Cannibalistic humanoid underground Davids. So
my love child, children.
When Goforth was having his kid, I used a line from Clerks on him, and I was like, no one wants you to have a hideous fucking chud baby. And he did not see the humor in that at all, because I guess I was calling his unborn baby a chud. So they did the, you know, they have the men, the husbands have the fathers have the party where, like, the guys bring diapers.
Uh-huh.
I forget what that's called, but, you know, it's just an excuse to come over and drink and, you know, like, play cards and stuff. Anyway, I bought him a whole bunch of diapers, and I rebranded them Chud brand diapers, and I had a Chud coming out of on the side, and it said all day absorbent. He was not fucking happy. No one else got it. I mean, most of his friends do not have my sense of humor. And so I'm just handing that to him, and I'm laughing. He probably thought it was funny, but, you know. And then Lincoln popped out, and he's fucking awesome. So, or as I call his kid, Unicron, because his name was Lincoln, and he would go to school, and they would write his name on his backpack. And the woman had weird, like, handwriting, and it always looked like it said Unicron. So I'm like, what's up, Unicron? He's like, hi, Uncle Brent.
Wow.
Anyway, when I had pneumonia recently, they're like, where have you been traveling to? And I told them I'd been in Tennessee and stuff. They're like, did you go in caves? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, because sometimes I guess if you go in caves, you can get different fungus infections.
Oh, wow. That can cause pneumonia. Spores get in there.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I wasn't spelunking or visiting fucking weird houses in Pennsylvania, it turns out. Not weird. I mean, just cool. Good for them.
It's you would think that caves would be, you know, the ideal place to have a shelter if you are out in the wild.
Yeah.
And are a caveman.
I mean, you know what?
They literally named ancestors after him.
Right.
But they're super dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. There are certain rules to follow when you want to light a fire in them.
Yep.
And
touch not, lest ye be touched. Don't let it flood and on you.
There's the fungal crap. There's all
don't make eye contact with the ancient ones or the shadow ones. Yeah.
Well, that's from birth. So I wasn't counting that. But yeah, like it's crazy. It's crazy that caves are as dangerous as that, but I guess not. I mean, what isn't dangerous? You could go out here to the creek and die.
Yeah, I mean, you could have a teacher ask you to knock over a card house when you're in the seventh grade. 40 years from now, you get slaughtered in your sleep by some fucking guy foaming at the mouth. I mean, you never know. You never know. Or just,
you're more susceptible to heart attacks, whatever.
You know, he stabs you in the gut, you survive, then you got to wear Chud brand diapers for the rest of your life because they're all day absorbent. But it's a small price to pay to help a child learn.
If anything, and you know what? If I had a choice, I choose Chuds.
I can wear any diapers, but I choose Chud. God, that needs to be a t-shirt. I choose Chud. I just have a Chud Chuds wearing a fucking diaper. And on the back, all day absorbent. Buy it, you fucks. All right. This has been Blurry Hysteria. Once again, get your fucking, get us some stories. Get us some good stuff. Weird at hysteria51.com. And with that said, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.